from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. This week, we've got a seven-string guitarist, art based on Islamic tradition, and the battle between Christmas and Hanukkah. David Wiegand is armed with a bazooka packed with good cheer. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, David.
I feel like I should be chewing bubble gum.
Well, just don't point that thing at me. Okay. And let's start with a reunion of old friends. That's the Berkeley-raised eight-string guitarist Charlie Hunter playing with Bay Area drummer Scott Amendola and their old playmates from the funk jazz band T.J. Kirk, and they've released a new CD.
That's right, and the new CD is called Not Getting Behind is the New Getting Ahead, which I can subscribe to. I believe in that. And he is playing a seven-string guitar now, so I think that he's going minimalist
or
something.
Actually, I misstated that. It's right. He's lost a string.
That's right.
but he plays bass lines on two strings and guitar lines on the other five.
That's right. He's absolutely brilliant, and it's great to hear these two guys together again. I love this album. I love the pairing. The Bay Area roots go deep no matter where Charlie lives, and this should be a great show.
Charlie Hunter and Scott Amendola tour in support of their new CD. They're at Coomba Jazz in Santa Cruz on Sunday and at the Independent in San Francisco on Wednesday. The Jameel Prize is a £25,000 grant to artists and designers inspired by Islamic traditions. That's about $40,000. And we have a chance to see work by 10 finalists for the prize starting Wednesday. How do we do that?
You can see them at the Cantor Arts Center at Stanford University. And these are the 10 finalists, including the winner, Rashid Korachi, who won for a wonderful piece of fabric, basically, woven fabric. But they're from all over the world, and this is a prestigious prize, and very fascinating to see the contemporary look at traditional Islamic art.
The Jameel Prize opened this week at the Cantor Arts Center at Stanford University and continues through March, and that's our cheap thrill. Admission to the museum is always free. And now we have an evening celebrating the weird mishmash of Jewish and Christian culture around Hanukkah and Christmas.
Especialmente los niños, todos los niños vienen y van. Mi único hijo no sabe nada.
Hoy and oy, they sound a lot alike. Larry Harlow, a Jewish Latin jazz performer singing a Mexican Christmas song, and that's from a new album celebrating Hanukkah and Christmas music. Tell us about Twas the Night Before Hanukkah.
Well, this is yet another project by the absolutely wonderful Idelson Society. They're the people that did the pop-up Tikva record store last year in the Mission. They're the people behind the Contemporary Jewish Museum's ongoing exhibit, Black Sabbath. And this time they're looking at the musical battle between Christmas and the Festival of Light, performing things such as I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, which was
Irving
written
Berlin.
By who is a wonderful Jewish composer. Many of the songs that we associate with Christmas are written by Jewish composers or sung by Jewish artists, and it's a wonderful cultural and religious mishmash.
The Idelson Society throws a CD party at the Brick and Mortar Music Hall in San Francisco Saturday night. And next up, a very fine but distinctly unfestive show at the Shotgun Players. It's the play Voitsek by Georg Büchner. It's adapted by the team of Robert Wilson and Tom Waits. And what's this show about?
Well, it's about murder and revenge and paranoia and jealousy and all the things that we love to think about during the holiday season. This was the basis for the opera by Alban Berg, and this sounds like a really wonderful production, which I believe you saw.
Really terrific performances, amazing music by Tom Waits and his lyrics by his wife, and Misery is the River of the World. The Shotgun Players continue their production of Voitsek through January 13th. And let's wrap it up with a singer-songwriter good any time of the year. The great Peter Case. He's all recovered, I believe, from a heart attack a couple of years ago, and he's doing solo shows now. What can we expect?
Well, the great thing is that he's moved back to the Bay Area. He lived here for a long time and then went away, but he's back now, and people know him from his solo work, from playing with the Plimsolls, all kinds of things. And he's doing a solo show at Point Richmond, which should be absolutely wonderful.
A lot of blues, a little bit of folk, and some acoustic rock. Peter Case plays the First Methodist Church in Point Richmond tonight. Well worth the trip. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. If you want more info on the shows we've mentioned, find us online at kqed.org/thedolist. I'm Cy Musiker.